SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News. The Feast of Sacrifice, known as Eid al-Adha, is a major Islamic observance over 4 days and coincides with the end of Hajj, the annual pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia, which every Muslim is expected to do at least once in their lifetime if they have the financial means and are physically able to undertake the journey. There are two Eids in Islam, and Eid al-Adha is marked just over 2 months after Eid al-Fitr, which is the festival of the breaking of the fast, celebrated at the end of the holy month of Ramadan. Imam of the Heidelberg Mosque in Melbourne, Allah al-Zukum, OAM, says both Eids are of equal importance.
As Muslims around the world, we have to feast. The first one is coming after a big act of worship, which is the month of Ramadan, which is Eid al-Fitr, the Eid of breaking the fast, and the second one is also connected to Hajj. So it comes also after a great act of worship, which is pilgrimage. And the reason why both feasts have been prescribed is to celebrate after fulfilling the instructions of God, fasting the month of Ramadan and after pilgrimage. So these two big occasions is what we celebrate as Muslims around the world. And Muslims around the world are recommended to celebrate the blessings of God upon them and also celebrate the fulfilling the acts of worship that they have done.
Eid al-Adha commemorates the tale of sacrifice and trust, which is a story Christians and Jewish people also share. The Islamic version pays tribute to the actions of the prophet Abraham when he was commanded to sacrifice his son Ishmael in a test of faith. Imam al-Zukum says it provides the foundation for why some Muslims will sacrifice an animal during Eid al-Adha and share the meat with their family, friends, and those less fortunate.
Prophet Ishmael, when Prophet Abraham had the order to sacrifice his son, and instead of that, God replaced Prophet Ishmael with the sacrifice, the Qurban, which is the sheep. And that's why it is recommended for the Muslims as well to have the sheep, to slaughter the sheep, and to share the meat with the family, friends, and the poor people, mainly around the world. So that's why it is called the Eid of the Sacrifice.
A financial sacrifice is also important during Eid al-Adha. Khalid Jambaz is the founder of the charity Helping Needy Afghans. It collects donations from Australian-based Afghans to send back to the country, which is enduring a financial crisis. The country's economy has essentially collapsed since the takeover by the Taliban in 2021. Mr. Jambaz has told SBS Pashto the Afghan diaspora is eager to help during Eid al-Adha. He says despite the cost of living challenges here, donations are up this year.
A lot of people back home, they don't have any job. If they have job, they're not getting enough pay. So all the families who are living in overseas, they're trying to help their families and friends so they can celebrate the Eid with their family as well. So that's why everybody is trying to donate as much as they can.
He says while there's awareness of the economic challenges, Australian Afghans also wanted to donate to help those impacted by the recent floods in Afghanistan. Killed more than 300 people and destroyed at least 1,000 homes.
They lost their houses and hundreds and hundreds of families. They lost their loved one. And also this is the one that was that happened. And also the other thing is, which is for people who are financially struggling as well. So that is very important that all the Afghans who are living in overseas, they have to get together and support the people in Afghanistan, people of Afghanistan.
Imam Allah al-Zukum says feeling unified during Eid is important, and having the first day fall on a Sunday makes it easier for family and friends to be together.
So one of the main lessons of Eid is unity. you know, people coming in large number, and we're very lucky to have aid on the weekend, on Sunday, so that a lot of people would be free and wouldn't have work to come as a family, and they celebrate together, especially children, and they come and they... What we emphasize on at the mosque is the unity between Muslims when we are lining up, coming from different cultures, different races and backgrounds. And this is what we teach, unity. And this is also something that we reflect upon here in Australia as a multicultural country.
Imam Al-Zukum says one message he'll be imparting for those worshipping at the Heidelberg Mosque is not only the importance of maintaining good relationships with their own family and friends, but also with their non-Muslim friends. He says the response in Australia to the conflict in Gaza has shown the importance of those connections.
We remind them also to be good Australian Muslims that are living here in this country. We remind them to appreciate the blessings that they have here. And one of the main reminders that is definitely going to be given to them is reflecting upon what's happening in Gaza and making prayers for their brothers and sisters in Palestine, extending the support to them by donating for them, and wishing them to have, you know, peaceful situation there, and remind them of the situation to reflect upon and to be ready to help their brothers and sisters always, and to always look for justice to be implemented over there.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.